Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
Yeah, it's grand. Very busy down here.
Okay. You just tell the listeners what this Pathways to Work is all about.
Well, it's the jobs fair that we have going on down here now in the Marine Hotel in Sutton this morning, and it's run by the Intreo office from Kilbarrick. And I'm going to talk now to Carol McGann, who's from Intreo in Kilbarrick. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Carol. Thanks for joining us. Carol, what's going on here today? What's the whole event about?
Okay, well, what we have going on this morning in the Marine Hotel is a local jobs fair that we've organised from the Intreo office in Kilbarrick in the context of the National Jobs Week that's going on. It's taking place this week. There was one in the RDS, a flagship event took place on Monday. So this is our local event, okay?
Yes, that's excellent. And Intreo, what is Intreo?
What is Intreo? That's a very good question. I suppose for most people, traditionally, when a person became unemployed, first they went, you know, to the employment exchange or the Dole office, the labour exchange. Then when they got their payment sorted out, they went on to FOSS to look for a training course or a job. So with Intreo, what we're doing is, relatively recently, the Department of Social Protection and the Employment Support Services of FOSS plus the Community Welfare Service merged together to become Intreo. And really what we want to do is deliver an integrated service to clients that merge all of those facets of taking you from your income support through employment placements delivered under the one roof. And that's the base.
So it's not just basically go in, sign on the door, maybe look on the board, there might be a few job offers or whatever. There's a whole raft of different things.
Really, I suppose our key message in Kilbarrick Intreo is that we're here to help. We want to help you find a job, or at least make yourself to get closer to finding a job. And not everybody is in that place. Sometimes you need training, sometimes you need education to help make you kind of more employable. So the mixture of stands that we have here today, we have employers who are interested in recruiting, will be recruiting in the near future, but also those service providers that can actually make the difference to make you more employable. So that's what it's really all about.
Well, in recent times, we've probably found, and it's common knowledge has been out there that, you know, there's some area skills deficit, or people who are in employment for a long time in a certain field, and that field may be dead now. It mightn't be, you know, we've different kind of jobs market now, so different skill sets and upskilling and everything else, yeah?
Yes, certainly there's upskilling and there's and reskilling. I mean, we would have people here this morning who are actually working at the moment but are interested in branching into something new. So, I mean, we've got Baldoyle's, the Education Training Board, are here this morning, and there's a range of momentum, springboard, there's digital marketing, there's design, graphics. There's pretty much kind of everything. People should be better off coming out of here today, even in terms of information, than before they came in. So that's why we would encourage everybody kind of from the locality to come down and see what we're about, and certainly then to follow up with making contact with us in the Intreo office, because what we want to do certainly is to encourage people to come in. But we would see nearly our number one client at this stage to be employers. We want to offer a quality free recruitment service to employers where we can match what they're looking for from suitable candidates within our own local client base. And it's really about, I suppose, encouraging local employers to work with the community and to engage with our own clients who are in touch with them.
So that'd be the ultimate aim of this jobs fair here today, and is that people go away with maybe their horizons just widened a little bit and their options opened a bit to them.
To be fair, there are some employers here who are actually, you know, certainly they're conducting screening interviews today, and we're running from jobs clubs, we're running with CV preparation. Some people are as qualified as ever they need to be, but they may only be recently out of work, so it would be useful to have somebody throw an eye over their CV to, I suppose, to update it a bit, and how to conduct yourself in an interview, how to go in and actually own the room, to have a presence, so that, you know, when the interview is over, you're the person that the employer remembers and you're the person that they're going to give that job to. So they're the kind of tips. And it's really about, I suppose, encouraging encouraging people to foster their own self-confidence. And, you know, I suppose the key message is that this is something we're doing in our local community, in our local area, for our local clients, and that's what we're here for. We're only here to help.
I mean, there's a whole raft of exhibitors and distributors here today. I mean, like the nearly 40 odd, I think, participants, you know, so.
I suppose what I'd say there is we were kind of overwhelmed almost by the enthusiasm that some of the employers displayed and coming on board when we approached them about the notion of having a local jobs fair. So we've got folks like Nando's, I think you'll be talking to them, Musgraves, UNICEF, Flex Resource. They're actually brands that you'd recognise. So, you know, we would just urge people to come down. Today might be the day. This might be the start of changing for the rest of your life. You know?
Well,
there's plenty of social welfare information as well. You know, so I know that is a concern for people. Well, if I take this job up, how will it impact my benefits? So we have a whole, I suppose, stand here where people can actually talk you through those, because you are supposed to be better off going back to work or into work.
Well, I suppose the first step is sometimes the hardest one, but it can be probably the best one. And as you say, you'd give a shout out to anyone that's listening if they're sitting at home and wondering what that next step is, to come down to the jobs fair here in the Marine Hotel today.
Absolutely. We're here until 5, and the first step is the hardest, and actually this interview is the hardest bit of organising today.
It's all right, you get used to it. It's new to me too, a little bit. So, yeah, so following on from today, are you planning more events like this, or is this just maybe one of many? Or
this is the first. I suppose what we'd say in intro as well, certainly in Kilbarrick, that we want to try new and innovative ways of doing things, and we may not necessarily do it all on this scale, but I mean the message that we're clearly trying to get out is that the intro office in Kilbarrick is primarily a job centre, and it's a place that you go to get a job. So we would like, over the course of time, maybe to have more smaller events actually taking place in the office itself, but there'll be a lot of follow on with clients from today. So we'll get through this one first. We are offering appointments for people to come down for one-to-ones and they can meet with their case officers.
Yeah. Well, I could certainly talk up the Jobs Club, because it was through the Jobs Club in Kilbarrick myself about a year or so ago. I see May have gone past there.
Yeah.
And the Jobs Club was great, because it just gives you that little insight and just little tips and pointers that will help you along the road.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's at one end of the scale. And on the very other, for folks who may not have a clue what it is they want to do, the Baldoyle Education Training Centre there, they have a fantastic course. It's a 6-week career planning course, and I think it could be the best thing that you'd ever do, to take those 6 weeks out and figure out exactly what it is that you want before you'd, you know, maybe spend a year doing a course that ultimately you say, I'm not really sure what that was about. It's not really what I want to be getting involved in, you know?
Yeah, well, I suppose the opportunities are there, because, I mean, I think, like me, when I left school, our people of my generation, when you left school, you got a job and you held on to it for a day of life. It may not have necessarily been what you wanted to do in life. So there are opportunities there these days for people if they want to maybe say, well, I think I might have a go. I always wanted to be a painter. I always wanted to be a roofer. I always wanted to be an astronaut.
And in addition to an astronaut, to that, we actually have a couple of stands here, because, you know, working for somebody else isn't necessarily everybody's cup of tea. So what we're noticing now is that there would be a number of people who'd be interested in maybe starting up in their own business. Now, they may decide ultimately that that's not for them, but we do have a lot of advice here, again, from the partnership this morning and one or two other exhibitors on. Actually, we have one of the people here who's just in the middle of starting up, so I think she might have a word with you shortly. But it's a lot of people, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and sometimes if the job that you've had and loved has just finished up, you do have that experience and you do have those skills, and maybe now is the time to start up for yourself. And again, that's something that we are definitely here to help with.
I used the astronaut as a kind of reference that the world's your oyster, you know, that you can do anything. Well, Carol, listen, thanks very much, and we wish you all great success. There's a great footfall of people going in and out of here, so it looks like it's going to be a busy, busy day for us. But thanks very much for talking to us this morning on Air FM.
Could I just say, I'd love to thank the hoteliers themselves. They really have been fantastic. They were great, and I think we owe special thanks as well to Jim Nolan of the IE Network, because he gave us great advice on actually organising the whole event, so we appreciate that. Okay? Thank you.
No problem, John. There you go. That was Carol McGann, who is of the Kilbarnock Intrio office. I'm going to be joined now by Liam, and Liam is from UNICEF, and he's going to talk about what the work they do there. Good morning, Liam. How are you?
Mark, good morning. I'm a direct dialogue manager for UNICEF Ireland. I've worked for UNICEF for the last 2 years, and what my main job is to do is to recruit fundraisers for the door-to-door fundraising department. I suppose mainly to raise awareness on some of the crises that's happening around the world in 190 different countries that we currently work in. It's up to the fundraisers to go out and to raise awareness and also to collect donations through the direct debit details. So the main goal today is to try and recruit new fundraisers to join that department. But I suppose what we're also looking for is to kind of take complete novices, people who have never done this sort of job before, and to kind of give them the confidence to go out there and to find themselves, really, and to kind of believe that they can do it, because most people don't believe they have the ability to do this job. And I, again, as a trainer, as a coach for the last 7 years, I'm trying to tell everybody, you know, everybody has the ability to do this job. You know, it's kind of just, it's being able to kind of believe in yourself, and if you believe that you can do something, you'll do it, and putting your mind to it, you'll do it, you know. So that's what we're really looking for today. It's just for people to kind of to believe in themselves and give it a go and try it out. Because, again, if they don't try it, they'll never know. So that's what our goal is to do today, is just to recruit more and more people to join our fundraising team, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, it can be a difficult thing, I suppose, knocking on doors, and especially in the times we're in. And you're in a very competitive market, because there's all kinds of charities out there doing the same thing. So I suppose to get the right people with the right attitude is very important.
Well, absolutely. We have it's a very competitive market, and you know, all the other charities out there are doing a fantastic work. And again, it's different departments do different things, and you know, yes, it can be daunting to knock on somebody's door. And I suppose the biggest thing in people's mind is the fear of rejection. It's that fear of people telling you no. And again, what we try and do is to try and build people's confidence to overcome that, and to kind of to train them in on how to deal with rejections that people do give. But you know, just to kind of say it to the public, you know, the work that UNICEF is currently doing at the moment, which is in the likes of South Sudan and the likes of Syria and with the Ebola crisis, you know, the funds that we raise, we wouldn't be able to do the work unless we had people's donations, you know, to go towards helping with these crises. And the fundraisers that we do have on the doors, you know, what they are doing is just sending that message out there and to raise the awareness of the work that UNICEF is doing worldwide. But again, you understand the door-to-door. So the moment somebody hears door-to-door, they think, you know, I can't do that, you know, because, again, it's the fear of rejection. And it's just a message to kind of not to have that belief. It's the belief that you can do, and if you put your mind to anything, that you'll be able to do it, you know.
And, I mean, if people start there with, you know, doing the door-to-door, I mean, is there a progression available for this? Is that a starting point within the organisation? Is there moving on, or, you know, do you find that people would have a fear that be knocking on doors for the rest of their days?
Well, I was asked to knock on somebody's door 7 years ago, and I was thinking to myself 7 years on, well, I'm looking at myself now as a direct dialogue manager of UNICEF. There's progression, absolutely. If people apply themselves correctly, you know, there's room for improvement. Most of my team that I have working on the direct dialogue team have come in through door-to-door. And again, it's finding their own skill set, finding where they're comfortable at. You know, for example, we have Alan, who looks after the recruitment side of things, come into to UNICEF 15 months ago as a door-to-door fundraiser, and has developed themselves to work in the office and, again, looking after recruitment. Also, we have majority of the ladies who are working in the office with us also have come in through door-to-door as well. And, you know, again, if they apply themselves correctly, work hard enough, and they have that belief and the same belief that we all have, which is what we're there to do one job, which is just to save as many young children as we possibly can, you know, they grow into the department very well, yeah.
The difficult times we've been through have been tough for everybody, and you know, charities have probably really suffered, and there was a whole raft of bad press there about a year or so ago. But do you still feel, I mean, the Irish have a great reputation of being a very, very charitable race. Are you finding that in the main, right, you might get a few doors shut in your face, but in the main, people are happy to listen and they're happy to try and contribute, and if they can't, they're polite enough.
Absolutely, the public are fantastic. For dealing with them for the last 7 years myself face to face, they are very, very generous, you know. And if they can give, they will give. And again, if people feel they can't give, or, you know, with the current climate that we're currently in at the moment, we try in our fundraisers, we're not asking people to do something that they can't do. If we feel that they can't do it, we won't push them to do to come on board. But majority of people, they're very, very receptive. And again, if people can see the difference that they are making, they will generally help. So yeah, the response is very, very good.
So yeah, shout out today is to anybody out there who fancies getting involved in any charity and they're that way inclined, come down here today to the Marine Hotel and have a chat with yourself.
Absolutely, to come down and have a chat myself and Alan, and again, not to kind of have that fear, you know, we hold our hands every step of the way, we show them the insides of the fundraising. Again, it could be an avenue that could be opened up and that they could really, really enjoy and really, really love, but again, they won't know unless they come down and have a chat with us yet. So come down, or again, send your CV to liam@unicef.ie along with a cover letter, and you know.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, Liam. John, that's Liam from UNICEF, and he's down there today. And we're just going to keep going on now because Joining me next is Robert Kelly. Robert's from the Irish National Organisation of the Unemployed. I say you're being kept fairly busy these days, Robert, eh?
Morning. Extremely busy. Yeah, not just even like the events like today and like the ongoing events. Like, well, we've won every day this week of DSP, run and backed and everything else, supported. But in general, yeah, there's still, you know, I mean, like, there's still a high unemployment issue out there, as we all know, and everything else. And what we deal with a lot would be queries, like, you know, welfare queries, redundancy queries, you know, things ranging from pensions to one-parent family payments, all that sort of issue. That's the section that I'm in, the welfare section, and like within the house itself, within the parent group itself, do a lot of very, very good training courses as well, starting with things like, you know, building futures. The people who've been out of the loop for a long time, educationally and everything else, and that very, very worthwhile courses, and moving on like to actual, you know, welfare rights educational courses for anyone who was going to, you know, move into like the area of, you know, information provision, social welfare rights and such like. With a huge amount of affiliates, far too many to mention, but around Dublin, we'd link all the time with the like of FLAC, with MABS, with a lot of community-based organisations, just general rights organisations. Like, it's not exclusively an employment stroke unemployment issue, but in general, it is like the book that we promote every year. That, you know, is what I'd be dealing with a lot here today. The Working for Workbook. It is essentially, it's an A to Z guide of your entitlements. You're pretty much entitled to apply for anything. Whether it's granted you or not is another thing. But they're informative issues, and it's surprising how many people you will come across. I suppose it's the same as any field. When you're working in it all the time, you can assume sometimes that I'm sure everyone would know this and everyone would know that, you know. And then you come across people and, you know, who've been working for 25 years or so, and, I was let go, and what do I do now? And, the whole process is entirely alien to them, like the whole, as I say, like that whole A to Z of the social welfare process. Now, in fairness, it has become more accessible in recent years, and that's down to really, you know, the good work on behalf of the department. I was in Mellows Road and Fingus yesterday, and it was one of the first occasions that I'd ever been at, you know, what are known as pop-up fairs, information fairs, that they had it actually on the premises of, you know, what used to be known as like the Labour Exchange, and they've opened it up in such a way, you know, in an effort, and a very worthwhile effort, to make it more accessible, to use it for more than just a premises that you would just go and sign, we'll say, once every 4 or 6 weeks or whatever the case may be, is to have it as an ongoing, like, information centre, and a you know, like a centre of interactivity, like between the department and what's on offer through the intro services and all the other ancillary services and the people themselves. That there's a great amount, there's a great range of well, courses and schemes. We know that the jobs are in short supply, but there are still a fantastic amount of options there for people who, you know, for ongoing education, from moving to second to third level, people going to, you know, can avail of, we'll say, a service like the Back to Education Allowance, things like that. And it's only when you start to kind of delve into these issues with people, do they realise then that how much is on offer and how much is accessible. And you know, it's worthwhile for all involved in it, like to kind of open up that, you know, that informative path. And say, well, I mean, like, have you considered this and that and the other? And the amount of people that I've spoken to said, you know, like, I was trained and qualified at this and I worked at it for X amount of years, unemployed, did a course. I ended up doing a job that I never thought I would ever end up doing in the first place, never even gave it a thought. And I probably enjoy it more now than what it was that I specifically went for, like, many years ago and that. So, like the options are still there. We know that like the jobs aren't as plentiful as we would like them to be, but you know, it's still like there's a lot of worthwhile activity out there. There really, really is, and it's top end stuff, you know.
So I suppose, as you say, it's about breaking down the stigma, especially for people who probably haven't applied for a job in 25 years. How did they get in touch with your organisation?
How did I?
No, how oh, if oh, anybody's oh, listening, oh, they want to get in touch with you.
INOU.ie online or 01856 0088. That'll put you through to the main reception. And depending on what the query or the nature of the business is, be it membership, be it a social welfare query, and that reception will direct you to the relevant section and that. And please do, if there's anything there at all that you have a concern about, a query about, it doesn't necessarily have to be like an active issue. It could be something that you were considering was coming down the line, if you say in 5 years, possibly pension wise, something like that, you know. We'll get noticeably busier, even more busier than usual, when the budget comes around, you know, with all the little tweaks and changes there. So there'll be a bit of midnight oil burnt boning up on some of the well, hopefully there won't be that many of them, and hopefully they'll be all to the good, you know. But generally, that's it. I mean, the information's there, the stuff is there and everything else. And it is, you know, ongoing to encourage folks, like, you know, to go forward. If there's something, if there's an issue there, ask, you know. And, you know, and, like, kind of, as you say, that stigma, like to remove that and to get people, you know, like, just to come forward and get back out into it. You know?
Okay, thanks very much, Robert Kelly. And as he says, if you're out there and you're wondering what your options are, you can always contact INOU.ie, and there's lots of information out there for people who might be concerned about what their next step is. So I've one more person I think I'm going to talk to here, John. There's a lovely lady coming towards me, Lorraine Bowen. And Lorraine Bowen is from QED Training, is that correct?
That's it, QED Training. And we're running a programme called Ignite, Sparking Self-Employment, to help people who've been on the live register for more than 12 months to start a business and kickstart their lives back in the right direction. People who might have lost their jobs during the recession over the last while, and just give them a chance to look at a new career for themselves and create their own employment.
Yeah, as we were talking earlier, there's probably lots of people out there who maybe you had a passion through all the working years, probably came out of school, just grabbed whatever job you could get, hung on to it, and they probably always had a passion to maybe paint or whatever. And, you know, the opportunities are there for them now, and the options are there for them to try and go down that road, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, we encourage people to look at all of their life that they've had so far, whether it's in work, out of work, you know, all the hobbies they have, everything, and just try and see what is it that's going to drive your passion, and like you say, to be able to give them something that they want to work at.
Sorry about that. We seem to have got a cut off there. I'm going to play a piece of music and we'll see if we can get back.
Thanks very much for coming back to me. I'm still talking to Lorraine Bowen from QED Training. Lorraine, we were talking about how, you know, people might have a passion for whatever it might be, and, you know, you're here to kind of, which are Ignite, to encourage people to go out and maybe explore that passion, and maybe they can make a career and get an income out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing you can't make money out of once you, like, people who solve problems make money. And if you find somebody who has something that a problem that you can fix or something that people need or really want, and if you can find a way to do that and to do it in a commercially viable way, and that's what we're there to help people do. So there's you know, people come along, they say, I've got a bit of it. And then when you hear it, it's not a crazy idea. It's something that people can really connect with and really want. So, I mean, it could be something that sounds very bland, or it could be something that sounds right off the wall, but people can make money doing all sorts of things.
Well, I suppose that there was a time where the internet was a crazy idea, you know, yeah. Stuff like that. Camera phones were a crazy idea, you know. Yeah. So, you know, what today's crazy idea is tomorrow's, you know, Google or Apple or whatever, you know. So there's opportunities there for everybody if they really, really believe in what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's not even the weird and wonderful that, you know, sometimes it could be something that somebody's just, you know, like I say, if somebody comes to us and they want to start, for example, a hairdressing business, we can't teach them how to cut hair, but we can teach them how to make money out of it, how to find the right customers and how to communicate out what they're offering and how to make sure that they look after their finances and the legal side of things and everything. So it can be, you know, we always say that myself, when I'm walking down the street and I see all these little windows on the streets of Ireland, you know, and the little towns, and I look up to a window and I think, I wonder who's in there and what are they doing. You know, Ireland is made up, like, it's a Dublin is a city of dreams. It's made up of people's passions and dreams and dreams that they followed, and you know, maybe paths that they've taken that would be a bit different than somebody else who took a job. So, you know, we really QED training are passionate about supporting people who follow their dream who just, you know, it could be that they've trained for a long time in something or have a lot of experience in it, but they just don't have the business skills they need to make that into a career for themselves, into a job.
So if anyone's at home listening today and they're sitting and they have that little nugget going around their head thinking this could work, come down here to the Marine Hotel, find you at the QED stand. Or is there a website?
We've a really nice website just for the Ignite Ireland programme, and it's igniteireland.ie. If you go on there, there's a 2-minute animation. If people grab a cup of tea and watch that 2-minute animation, it tells you all about the programme and what's on offer. There's also on there video testimonials, 5 of the guys who did last year's programme, and they are phenomenal and they're really successful, and it's lovely to hear from them rather than just hearing it from us, because it's the best people to hear from is the people who've done it already.
Okay, well, Lorraine, thanks very much for joining us. Apologies for the little breakdown we had during that, but John, I think that's all from us here at the Jobs Fair in the Marine Hotel. The guys are here till 5 o'clock this afternoon, so if anybody wants to come down and have a look around, there's lots of exhibitors and lots of stands here. It's very busy. It's a hive of activity down here.
That's until 5, isn't it?
It's until 5 o'clock, yeah.
So there's still plenty of time for people to get down there.
Still plenty of time for people to get down, yeah.
Okay, thanks for that, Mark. We have to speed ahead now. Okay.
Thanks very much,
thank
John.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.